But all I can give you is a kiss in the morning and a sweet apology. Well, I know that it hasn't been easy, and I haven't always been around to say the right words or to hold you in the morning or to help you when you're down. I know I never showed you much of a good time, but baby, things are gonna change. I'm gonna make up for all of the...
And you are tuned to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, and all points west, 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. And thanks for the Portlandia theme there in Bemidji. It was a great show. Thank you so much. It's 7 o'clock on a Saturday night, and that means one thing and one thing only.
You told me that the moon was just a big balloon full of honey from the heavenly bees. But ever since you left me, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. You promised me the sun, you promised me the moon, you promised me a hug and a squeeze. But what did I get, baby? Nothing but old green cheese. Every night when the sky is speckled and freckled by the stars above, every lover in the light of Luna wants to croon a little tune of love. They call it heaven's light, master of the night. Well, you can call it anything that you please, but I've just found out, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
A lot of times when you first start out on a project, you think, this is never going to be finished. But then it is, and you think, wow, it wasn't even worth it.
Sky is speckled, I'm haunted by memory of the time that astronaut Armstrong made a lot of history. He said it's quite a leap, so then I went to sleep because he put my mind at ease. I was sure he'd learn for certain that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. I'm a man's moon, not a pal. That moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
Oh, yeah. It's green cheese on deer opening. Well, the first day of deer opening.
A firearms.
A firearm season. And maybe people have gotten their deer. Or what I love is when I'm driving down the road.
All you see are deer.
Four or five deer standing in the road.
Right.
And they're off in the woods and whatever. So white knuckle drive here for a minute. Your host tonight with my sister. I'm Julie Crabb.
Betsy Crabb.
So boring when you're really not boring.
I'm not.
But we have a lot of questions tonight. We want, you know, there's going to be a million shout outs to to hunting shacks. Betsy's got a special.
Well, I'm going to hold off on that shout out. I'm going to give it a minute here. I've got a lead up.
Oh, you got a lead up. I see. I see. I'm going to say that the Toivola Deer Shack is in full swing with Oscar and his twin
Scott
are cooking dinner tonight.
Who knows?
Anyway, to all you hunters, good luck. Take this vermin off the road for us, please. And Betsy, you got some questions, I think.
I do. So on Friday morning, Wednesday, Heidi and Andrew were talking about the crossovers from the 70s shows where, like, the Harlem Globetrotters ended
we're
up on Gilligan's Island, yet they got off the island, but nobody else did. And then they talked about the Flintstones, and this is what I'm going to give a shout-out to old Stony Curtis out there. That about sent me over the edge. So with that being said, I do have some Flintstone trivia, okay. A few things. So as we know, Stony Curtis was a parody name of Tony Curtis, who was actually voiced by the actual Tony Curtis. Yes. So we have just a few. So what were the parody names of the following stars on the Flintstones? Ann Margaret, Ed Sullivan, Rock Hudson, and Alfred Hitchcock. And we know their pet dinosaur was Dino, but what was the name of Fred and Wilma's pet saber-toothed cat? And what is the name of the men's club to which Fred and Barney belonged?
218-326-1234. There's your numbers, and people are already calling in. Higher on green cheese.
Yeah. Apparently they didn't care about the Flintstones.
Higher on green cheese.
Oh, hi. Already?
Yeah, you are.
Calling from Bemidji, we're the Garage Sale Ninjas.
Oh, there's our king and queen, frankly.
Wow, we get in on the first try tonight.
Well, you guys are royalty.
I couldn't get in at all. the Flintstones, yes, Ann Margrock.
It was Ann Margrock. Good job. So silly.
Yeah, those were great.
Okay, very good, and good work, Garage Sale Ninjas, and we'll wait to hear some edicts. We'll wait to hear from your jester, and thanks so much for calling.
Yes, thank you, and a shout-out to the Kilgore Scouts and to our jester, Keith.
Okay, good work. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Margaret.
Hi, you're on green cheese.
Masonary.
Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hello, just a second. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. This is OJ from Prairie City, Oregon, and his granddaughter named.
Cool.
Today. Say hi, Azadeh.
Hi.
Hi.
She's got an answer.
Okay. Go for it.
She's got the answer for the club that Barney and Fred belong to.
Okay. Go for it.
The Loyal Order of the Water Buffalo.
That's correct. Loyal Order of Water Buffaloes. Good job.
That's it. She's listening now. She ran away. We're taking care of the grandkids. So this is OJ from Prairie City, Oregon, and give a shout out to Azadeh, Mordecai, and Solandis.
Oh, cool.
Thanks for the good question.
Thanks for calling. Hi, you're on green cheese. Hi, you're on green cheese.
Oh, I was calling in for that previous answer, the Loyal Order of the Water Buffalo.
I love that it's tooth and nail for Fred and Barney's Club Lodge.
I tell you. Well, this is Steve from Como, and I'm just going to give a shout out to everybody.
Thanks so much, Steve.
And Steve from Como, if I'm not mistaken, were you not at the, you were at the volunteer training with myself and Robin, correct?
I was.
There you go.
I can hardly wait to hear your first show.
I'm working on. I did do a shadow already, and that was amazing.
Cool.
And yeah, I've got ideas.
I bet you do. Thanks so much for calling.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, did you get an answer to the lodge for Fred and Barney yet?
We did, but what do you have?
Oh, I'm sorry. I lost the stream here. We had the Water Buffalo Lodge.
It's actually the Loyal Order of Water Buffaloes. But
good
good job anyway. And thanks for knowing even a little bit.
Hey, can I give a shout out to my crew?
Sure.
All right. This is the Cajun Curd. Just want to give a shout out to my crew up at Camp 221.
Okay, Camp.
Meet you guys and have a lot of fun.
221 and Cajun what now?
The Cajun Curd.
Cajun Curd. Thanks so much for calling.
All right. Thanks, Julie. We'll see ya.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, yeah, you're on
Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
A question. The Loyal Order?
The Loyal Order? It's actually, we already got it by several people. It's the Loyal Order of Water Buffaloes, but good job for knowing.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brainerd, Minnesota.
Thanks for calling, Brainerd.
Can I give a shout out?
Sure.
To my dad and the neighbors that might call in tonight.
To who?
Your dad and who?
The natives that might call in tonight.
Okay, cool. Good to hear from you. Thanks so much for calling.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We never did do the guidelines.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a family show, and a lot of people are going to be calling in tonight, and, you know, they're going to have a good time. They're going to be partying. So kind of keep it clean. Walk away from your source. Listen on the phone so you can hear, hi, you're on Green Cheese. If you're in the car, turn the radio down. What else am I missing?
Just have fun.
Yeah, have a good time.
Common sense.
All right, then. Here we go. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, there's Jigs from the garage.
Jigs!
Hey, good show you got happening there tonight. What was that Flintstones question about Dino or whatever?
So we know that their pet dinosaur was Dino. But what was the name of their pet saber-tooth cat?
Baby Puss.
It was Baby
good
Puss.
Work.
I never, and I watched the Flintstones, and I don't
religiously.
I don't recall this at all.
Every day they were on.
Awesome. That's awesome.
But they never said it hardly at all.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
Well,
crazy.
It was a fair deal, but I watched them steady. So.
Okay.
But I got to give a shout out to Mojo and the sauna at Deer Camp, Curtis Keith, and all the whitetail hunters out there.
They're out there. They're legion. There. Thanks so much for calling, Jigs. Bye-bye.
You betcha. Keep up the good work. Talk to you later.
Okay, no, bye-bye.
You. Perhaps we should throw out some more questions other than just the Flintstone
question. Just the Flintstones. So I was looking through my stuff tonight, and I found some questions from the Afton Home for Wayward Youth from our picnic. Okay, so the city with the largest population in the Americas, what was the city with the largest population in the Americas, who was the last president with facial hair? What activity involves a Sicilian defense? In what year was the last Civil War pension paid? And that's all I've got for now. And I've got a couple other here. The name for what name for solid carbon dioxide was first copyrighted in 1925? What now generic word for a potentially dangerous athletic apparatus was originally a trademark of the Griswold, Nissen, and Tumbling Company. 218-326-1234, B.F. Goodrich, first trademarked this word, what word, for their device originally meant to easily close rubber books. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there. I'd like to answer the Flintstones. Kathy Granite? Cary Grant?
Cary Grant.
Cary Grant and Alfred Hitchcock.
Actually, it's not Alfred Hitchcock. And I didn't have Cary Grant out there. So, but that's, thanks for throwing that one in there. But that's okay. But I do not have Alfred. That's not the one I have for Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh. It's all right. Never mind.
Something a little bit different. Where are you calling from?
Chili Boys of, or, oh my God, Dallas Boys of Tui Lake.
Tui Lake?
Yep.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there.
Hi.
This is Ollie and Lena calling from the deer stand.
Of course you are. What you got?
Well, I think one of them just got answered, but I'm going to try to answer the one for solid carbon dioxide.
Yes.
Is it dry ice?
It is dry ice. Good work.
Awesome.
All right, cool. Deer stand.
Did you get
Did
you get your deer?
We didn't get our deer. We just saw a couple does, but maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, we're giving a shout out to the north of Nashwauk Nimrod, listening at the Bent River Lodge.
North of Nashwauk Nimrods. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
We've always been out there listening to Green Cheese, and now we actually have service, so they can hear us.
That's so cool. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
The person behind me just answered my question.
Oh. Well, tell us what you had.
Hold up. I forgot completely now. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Never be sorry. I'm glad you got through. Thanks so much for calling.
Where are you calling from?
Brainerd, Minnesota.
Okay, Brainerd. Thanks, Brainerd. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hello. Calling from the Sissy Bockwet Woods.
I know.
This is the fool in the woods.
Yes.
And glad to hear your voices tonight. I got a guess on the most populous city in North America.
In the Americas.
In the Americas. I'm going to say Mexico City.
Nope.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, I have another guess then.
Okay.
The Sicilian defense, isn't that associated with chess?
It is.
Okay.
So
one wrong, one right.
Yeah.
I get a C for the night.
No. Actually, do you think that is a C?
No.
I say a 1-1 is a good call.
Well, I got in, so
that's another C. That's a plus.
That's a win, yeah. Okay, I'm going to call myself a winner tonight.
Good work. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Good show. Bye.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Ben from Pine Island Paradise. How's it going?
Good. How's it going for you in Paradise?
Aw, super. We're calling about that Sicilian defense.
Yes.
You had an answer for that. Was that chess?
Say again?
Is it chess?
No.
It is chess.
Oh, did you say chess? I thought you said death.
No.
No, it is chess.
No.
Yes, that's right.
Don't say when you're looking at Sicilian, well, death is on the line.
Well, I know, because I'm quoting what?
Princess Bride.
Princess Bride. So there you go. Yes, you're right. Pine Island Paradise, good to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks for your show. Shout out to Nathan Schmitz. He's turning 48 tomorrow, and he's already snoring. So,
rough.
Your honey is rough on a person.
It was a rough day today, then, apparently.
It was a rough day. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is Mayo from the Falls.
From the Falls. Cool.
Yep. I'd like to answer the city with the most people in the Americas.
Yeah.
Is it Brazil?
It is. Which city in Brazil?
Rio de Janeiro.
No.
Well, darn it. Darn it. Can I do a shout out?
No. Yeah, of course you can.
Shout out Nana and Papa at Perch Lake.
Curtis Lake or Kurt Lake?
Perch Lake.
Perch Lake.
Perch Lake.
Okay, gotcha.
Side Lake.
Oh, cool. Okay, gotcha.
Thanks. All right, all have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. How's it going for you?
Oh, real well. I got maybe an answer for you here on the Civil War pension.
Yes.
Is that 1956?
The last year a Civil War pension was paid? No.
Oh.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Can I take a stab in the dark on the populace of the Americas?
Yes.
Is it Brasilia?
No.
Ah, 0 for 2. Okay.
Okay.
Rough start to the night.
It's okay. You got time to catch up.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
Has the question about the Civil War payment been answered?
No, it has not.
What about the Sicilian defense?
We did get that.
Okay. I think it was paid out to a 90-year-old woman in 2020.
You are exactly right, sir. Very good.
Yeah. You stole that from the New York Times.
These are actually questions from the Afton Home for Wayward Youth, Bill Ron.
They stole it from the New York Times.
You wouldn't believe how many places I steal my questions.
We rip our rip from the headlines.
Rip from the headlines, exactly right.
Just like Law and Order.
All right.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Calling from Anoka.
Anoka, thanks so much for calling. And here's the thing. I'd like to rip some questions from you if you'd like to send them. And anybody that's listening that wants to send some questions into KAXC, just go to comments at KAXC and say, here's some green cheese questions.
.org and
I tried that already.
Really?
I tried that a long time ago, and they never made it to the air.
Would you do me a favor? I think maybe it was we didn't have enough people on it now. It could, you just go KAXC.org.
Comments at KAXC.
Right.
Comments at KAXC.org. Don't forget to provide the answer. They're looking for it, so you just do it. Try it again, would you please? I'd appreciate it. We don't know what happened.
I will give it a second shot.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Has the answer for the largest city in America been answered correctly yet?
No.
Okay. So as a Spanish and I also teach Portuguese person, I'm going to have to say it's Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Sao Paulo is exactly right.
Okay. I lived in Brazil for a while, but not in Sao Paulo, but definitely it is a gigantic city. Largest city in the Americas. And this is Steve from Como's better half.
Okay.
Mary Sue from Como.
Mary Sue from Como.
Steve and Mary
Sue. Mary Sue.
Mary Sue. I'm writing that down because I'm going to. Very good. You should each have your own category, of course.
Your own handle.
Handle, yes.
We should. And we are good friends of Zoot and Galahad.
Former king and queen.
Former king and queen, that's
former
right.
Former king and queen. Shout outs to them.
Very good.
Thank you so much, you guys. Always have an amazing show.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Have a great night. Right, bye.
So we should show how amazing it is.
I already answered the phone. Sorry, Bets. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I have an answer for the most populous city in the Americas.
Yes.
Is it Sao Paulo, Brazil?
Right before you. They got it. And yes, you are right.
Oh.
No, that's okay. You get the win, too.
Hey, I appreciate it.
All right.
A shout out to the Cajun Courage. This is Camp 221.
Okay.
Simon on the Lake and the La Puerto Ricans.
Very good.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. What were you going to say?
What was the name of Fred and Barney's favorite hangout spot? And what was the name of Fred and Barney's bowling team?
Well, that's a very important question.
It is.
Very important. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I want to answer the question of the largest population in the Americas.
Yeah.
Sao Paulo, Brazil.
That is correct.
Awesome! From West Winnie Deer Camp. That's awesome.
Thank you for calling, West Winnie. I appreciate it.
Hey, can I do a shout-out? Can I do a shout-out?
No! Of course you can.
I can't. All right, how about the Stomping Grounds on Highway 65 north of Nashwauk? Shout-out to those guys.
Okay, they're listening, I think.
They are. They are.
Thanks so much for calling.
All right, fantastic.
Bye-bye. Higher on Green Cheese.
Good evening, Green Cheese. This is Canada calling.
Oh, Canada. Hey.
John in Sudbury here. It's been a little while. Glad to hear you two ladies on tonight.
I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
Well, you know, I had an answer, and it's been taken a few times already, but I thought I'd tried 27 times in the first half hour of the show here. I may as well just stay on the line.
Absolutely. I've done that many times.
I had Sao Paulo, so look forward to some more questions, but just give a shout-out to all the regulars, any new listeners, Rhinestone and the Biffy, Keach, and remember, folks, support public media.
Thank you, Sudbury.
You guys take care, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
She said it. She said
support
it best.
Public media.
Yeah. Higher on Green Cheese.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited too.
I learned this answer this morning, and I hope no one has said it yet.
Okay.
But it's the Civil War pension recipient, and the year is 2020.
You are exactly right.
And isn't that great? And I'd just like to say hello to my sister Sharon and brother-in-law Mark and cousin Sarah. All in Alaska. I'm in Idaho, and we're all from Minnesota. So,
well, you're in Idaho now, though, you're saying?
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Idaho?
Boise,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. The other ones are in, what'd you say, Alaska?
Fairbanks and Anchorage area.
I hope they're listening.
They are listening right now, so shout out to those guys.
Cool.
And it's... The team is the Rusty Shovels.
The Rusty Shovel. Okay. Writing it down now. Very good. Thank you so much for calling.
That means they have to call in since you're writing it
down. Yeah, exactly right.
All right. Thank you. I'm glad I got an answer. That's great. Okay.
Cool.
Bye.
Bye.
Support for KAXE comes from Edwards LaPlante Construction in Grand Rapids, providing new residential construction, remodeling, siding, and window projects since 1957. More information at edwardslaplante.com.
218-326-1234. Higher on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Missy, and I'm wondering if you have an answer for the president with facial hair.
No.
The most recent one?
Nope, we don't.
Is that Teddy Roosevelt?
Well, I think he did have facial hair, but before him. No, not before him. After him.
After him.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So the last president with facial hair.
The most recent.
Yes, correct. Where are you calling from?
Awesome. We're calling from Forbes, Minnesota.
From where?
Forbes. Mm-hmm.
Forbes. Oh,
Forbes.
I know where Forbes is. That's right up by me.
Oh.
Well, we live in Meadowlands.
Right up by the Zimbog.
Yeah, right. There
in
you go.
Meadowlands.
Right
yeah.
by, yeah. 30 miles away is right by us.
Well, that's
basically.
Next door.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Forbes.
Yeah, for sure. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye. Higher on Green Cheese.
Where are you calling from? We're calling from Howard.
Walk away from the source. Where are you calling from?
You're on Green Cheese.
You're on Green Cheese.
You should push me first,
Paul. Okay.
Hello.
Got a one... Two, three, call back. Higher on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Camp E-Dog. Ask a few more questions. That's all we're asking.
Okay.
We need just a couple more questions to keep us interested.
Copy that, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good night.
You too. Well, on that note, We better do as we're told. Scientists recently discovered Cuvier's beaked whales capable of diving up to a mile deep for an hour at a time off the coast of Cape Hatteras in what U.S. state? Da Dip is a hip-dipping 1997 hit by this hip-hop artist. And speaking of hip-hop, may I just say that tonight on KAXC After Dark, Kayla and Ashley are going to bring you some hip-hop and R&B, which I'm going to be excited about.
Well, that's what we get to listen to on the way home.
And gunfighters and deputies Wyatt Earp and Bat Masterson made their name in what Kansas frontier city? And the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim were a 1993 expansion team alongside what other NHL franchise? And, oh, I have one more that I've been meaning to ask because I found this and it's so interesting. Who was the trolley operator on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
And a cryptanalyst's job is to try to break what? The Danish-born comedian Victor Borge.
That's Borge.
Borge performed his most famous routines sitting behind what? And what U.S. state has the longest coastline in the lower 48 states at over 1,358.50 miles?
Mother-in-law loved Victor Borge. Loved him.
You're way older than I am.
Higher on green cheese.
Ah, Jigs from the garage again.
Hey, Jigs.
Hey, that Fred and Barney, a favorite hangout.
Yeah.
Did that ever get answered?
Nope.
That was the old Water Buffalo Lodge.
It was the old Water Buffalo Lodge. Yes.
Kind of like the predecessor to,
I can go back that far and watch all this stuff. But anyway, I hope Mojo's got the sauna cranked up to 180 and all his deer hunters out there are enjoying the heat.
Thanks so much for calling, Jigs.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good show. Bye.
Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hi there. This is Oli and Lena calling back from the deer stand.
Hi.
It's cold out there in that stand at this time of night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we might have gone inside, but we got a couple answers for you. Can we do two?
Go ahead.
All right.
Don't tell Keach, though.
Okay. Cape Hatteras is off the coast of North Carolina.
That is correct.
Awesome. And Oli says that Dodge City is the city in Kansas.
The gunfighter's paradise, that's for sure. Yep, you're right.
Cool.
Two for two.
This is so fun. Oh. And we're not using Google as we would at the Bent River Lodge. So
it
makes our brains work.
It's exactly right, and we're happy that you don't. I won't disallow it, but on the other hand, it just makes you feel better when it comes right out of your head.
It really does. It really does. Working those neurons, right?
Thanks for calling, Deer Stand.
And the reason
let me give a...
Go ahead.
A shout-out?
Yeah.
Okay. We want to still give a shout-out to the North of Nashwauk Nimrod listening at Bent River Lodge and the Cantos in Grand Rapids.
Cool. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
I never go through Dodge City just because it is the gunfight's capital.
Of the world.
Of the world.
Iron on green cheese.
Yeah, this is Jay from... Wildwood Wonders in Fergus Falls.
Okay.
Anyway, do you have an answer for the hairy president yet?
No.
opens up too many.
Yeah, I think that it wasn't Teddy Roosevelt got me thinking it's got to be Howard Taft.
That is exactly. William Howard Taft, to be precise.
All right. That man had one big bathtub.
Yep.
I don't even want to think about that.
I guess I don't either.
Just talking about hair.
You don't have to.
Too bad. It's already in my brain.
All right. And Fergus Falls, thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, you bet.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Hi, you're on green cheese.
Did you get the trolley operator from Mr. Rogers?
I did not.
I'm going to guess Mr. McFeely.
No. Well, that was his name in the neighborhood. But who played old Mr. McFeely?
I don't know that.
That's what I'm asking. So I guess I should have said,
Who? What actor?
What actor played Mr. McFeely? And that's such a memory for me and my kids, and who are in their late 40s, and loved Mr. McFeely. Anyway, I digress. So that's what the question is. Thanks so much for calling. Where are you calling from?
This is Andy in Fergus.
Oh, Fergus. Yes, you said that. I'm sorry.
Fergus.
No, not Fergus Falls. That was a previous caller.
Okay, very good. Thanks for calling.
Very good. Thank you for the program.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Julie, Sturgeon River Camp calling in.
Hey.
We're going to take a stab at a couple here.
Okay.
I'll try. That whale, somebody said the sperm, but I think it's the beaked whale, or is it the beaked? Or
hold on.
They'll go down a mile?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, well, I'm not. What I was doing was, it was the beaked whale. You're right. But what I was asking is where did they recently discover them, and that was in North Carolina. So you are right.
Oh, my bad.
No, you're all.
How about Mr. Rogers' question? Was that Robert Kroll?
Nope.
On how about the longest coastline, Florida?
That is correct. You
good
got one. Good job.
One for three, dude.
Florida.
Three.
Good
Not
work.
Bad. This is Flanagan again from the Sturgeon River Camp. A quick shout out to 8th Street South, Aaron in Virginia.
Very good.
Did you get your deer?
We saw a lot of deer, but nothing up to our standards.
Okay then.
It's only day one.
Way to pick and choose.
And our standards really aren't very high.
Thanks so much for calling.
Thanks, Julie. Great job.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I'd like to answer the question of what, I can't pronounce the name, but what do they break? Like, I think it's crystals.
I'm not sure. Say it again. Now, which one are you answering?
The question, what?
Oh, a cryptanalyst's job is to try to break what? And you're saying crystals? That is not correct.
This is
Brainerd.
It's Brainerd, I think.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Don't be sad. Just keep on trying and using that noggin of yours.
Thank you.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, hello, Crab Sisters.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is the Nymor Loon.
Oh, yeah. You've been called out several times.
Have I been?
Yeah.
But, GIT, I kept losing the signal. But, first of all, you guys are awesome. You're my favorite host.
Oh, thank you.
And, so there's a lot of people. Now, Keach is going to get on you because you're doing a lot. People are answering many, many questions.
Uh-huh. I know.
but I have a couple. I hope they haven't been taken. But first of all, do you have the Victor Borga answer?
No.
Piano.
I knew this.
Piano is correct.
I do too.
Yes.
Good job.
The memories.
Uh-huh.
And then this is really strange, and I might be wrong, but I read something the other day that Michael Keaton, the actor, ran the trolley like behind the scenes.
That is the one I'm looking for. He must have
been. Oh, it is. Oh, I thought you were looking for Mr. McFeely.
Well, what I saw was that he ran the trolley, but I thought so the other guy was right that it was Mr. McFeely that was the conductor, but it was Michael Keaton that was running the actual trolley. So you're right, and so is that guy. So I hope he calls back and claims his prize, which is nothing except accolades.
Accolades are good. Yeah, no, I just read it the other day. It was so funny. I just read the one about which was already answered, but the Civil War widow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Anyway.
Can I do a couple of shout-outs?
Sure.
Okay, first I want to shout out to the Migrating Warbler.
Okay.
My grandson, William.
Okay.
And
I just want to shout, my husband and daughter both got their deer today.
Woo-hoo! Wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry, my son and daughter. Ugh.
Good for them.
Good for them is right.
My husband's waiting for the one, like the other guy said.
He's got correct one. Yeah. Standards that aren't that high, but not as low as they were today.
Yeah. My husband's in that category.
Well, thanks so much, Nine More Loons.
We love you guys. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, it's Scooty Lake Fun Camp calling. How are you guys doing tonight?
Great. How about you?
Doing great. Yeah, doing great. Always a pleasure listening to you guys on opening weekend.
Oh, cool. I'm glad it's a tradition.
Oh, yes. I got a couple of answers for you.
Okay.
The Flintstones bowling team, is it the Water Buffaloes?
It is not the Water Buffaloes.
Oh, dang.
But good guess.
We gave it our best shot. I think I got another one, though. The expansion NHL team that came in with the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, which are now the Ducks, Florida Panthers.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct, sir.
Yes. All right. One out of two. Not too bad.
Scooty,
thanks for taking our call.
You bet, Scooty Lake. Thanks so much for calling.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Missy calling in from Forbes about your bowling question.
Yes, about the bowling question of Fred and Barney.
Yeah, with Fred and Barney.
Yes.
Is that the Rock and Rollers?
It's not the Rock and Rollers, but you're close.
Close, okay.
The Rollin' Rock.
Is it the Rollin' Rock?
Nope. I'll just say, here's what I'll say is, Rock is in the title, but
Betsy.
I'm sorry. Oh, God, Julie's going to get so mad at me.
Oh.
Sorry.
You're giving hints?
Well, yeah. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying anything that you didn't already say.
True story.
Uh-huh.
True story.
Well,
okay.
We know that we have a real strict green cheese game plan this week. So,
thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
Again. Cryptanalyst question, has that been answered?
No, it is not.
A codebreaker.
That is correct.
I was hoping I could see all these questions. I would have called in. I knew those answers.
She would have monopolized the entire evening if she was listening at home. Just so you know.
All right then. Good. Yeah. Where are you calling from?
Anoka.
Oh, Anoka. Good. Okay. Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey.
I thought you were off saving lives tonight.
No, you know, it's funny. Something's strange going on with the phones tonight, at least for me. I call, and I periodically it rings, but then it just rings and rings and rings, and then I don't get in the queue. And if I either go rings for maybe a minute or so, and then it dumps you, and then you call again, and you get the busy signal, and eventually you get through, and it rings and rings and rings. Then he dumps you again. So this is the first time I got through. So who knows? I don't know if other people are having that, or if it's just something with me. I have no idea. So.
You're kind of breaking up a little bit, though, Simon.
What's that?
You're breaking up just a tad, just a little bit.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. That's, yeah, maybe there's so some maybe problem. Anyway, I called in almost all the things I called in about have been answered. I was going to say cryptanalyst, but that was just got. Anyway, did you ever get the parody name send-up of the Alfred Hitchcock character on the Flintstones? I know somebody guessed it, but I don't think they got it right.
They did guess it, but they did get it incorrect. What do you have? I'm praying.
I think it's Alvin Brickrock.
It is Alvin Brickrock. Wait a minute.
There you go.
As I was doing these questions, when I do questions like these, I think, gosh, I hope Simon knows this.
Quite. Why I know that of all of them. I don't know any of the other Flintstone ones, hardly, but for some reason I know that. So
that's great. Awesome.
Anyway, probably be the only time you hear from me. I've taken up enough time. Great show, ladies. Shout out to everyone.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, good night.
Good night. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hey, there's Nancy. The queen the former queen who usually gets through first.
I know.
I didn't know any of those answers.
What? Come on now. You must have watched a little bit of Flintstones.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. And not enough to know all those.
And if you didn't, I'm sure Ed did.
He probably watched it more than I did, yeah.
Anyway.
But all of my answers, except, well, I was going to do Victor Borga and the cryptoanalyst and the whales, but, and I was right about those, so I'm going to take credit for that.
Oh, you should.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you waited on the line so you could, as long as you're in the queue, you might as well stay in and say hi, you know?
Exactly. I had just gotten through when the fellow answered the cryptanalyst, so well, I'm hanging on. So.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, shout out to Ed from Cedar Island Lake and Donnie and Calamity Jim and the Dip in the Road.
Thanks so much. Yep. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Dip in the Road is our favorite name. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Good.
Well, I think I got the right answer for one of your questions.
Okay.
The one about the gunfighter. Is that Doc Hot Wyatt Earp, maybe?
Bat Masterson and Wyatt Earp made their name in what Kansas City frontier town?
Dodge City.
Got it. Thank you. Where are you calling from?
Crappy Camp up in Calmoon.
Oh, Calmoon.
Yeah. And can I give a shout out?
Yeah.
To Big Mike over on the range in Mountain Iron. He's going to get his knee's all swell up bad. He's going to have it operated on.
Well, I wish him luck. I've got two titanium knees. You could put a bullet in them. I wouldn't feel it.
Oh, boy. Well, I hope his turns out good like yours.
Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Jake's from the garage again.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that Fred and Barney bowling team.
Yes.
They bowled for the Bedrock bowling team.
Nope. Well, that the bowling team was the
from
team
Bedrock.
From Bedrock.
It was the Bedrock.
But we're looking for the
what it was. But yeah,
what did you say? Okay,
they bowled for Bedrock. They bowled for Bedrock.
Yeah, but that's not the name of the team.
Okay, whatever. I'm pretty sure Mojo is having a little trouble with the old rotary out there.
He must be
to get in.
Either that or he's butchering up a bunch of deer.
I checked him earlier, and that was, I don't know how he got it on his rotary, but he did.
I'll tell you how he did. Magic.
But whatever. So I'll wait to hear from him.
Thanks so much for calling.
All right. Bye-bye. I'll give it a shot. Thank you.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, on the 51st try, I got through.
Woohoo!
Yeah, you know, persistence, it pays off or something like that, right?
It does.
So in all of this excitement, I'm not sure if anybody answered the question or if I even heard the question correctly. Did you want to know who sang that car wreck of a song, Da Dip?
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay. So it was one of those songs in the late 90s that it came on the radio and you didn't want to listen to it,
but you had to.
You did because, and if memory serves me correctly, it was by a group called Freak Nasty.
That is it, sir. And that right there, my friend, is true trivia.
Yeah, the few gaps in the hazes that I remember from college, it's still there. So,
good work.
Well, this is Oregon Caveman calling from Grants Pass, Oregon.
Hey, good to hear from you.
Likewise, and I'm going to give a shout out to the Nut House off Nut Hatch if they're listening.
Okay, I hope they are.
And Witchy Woman in Denver, if she's on, I'm not sure, but maybe she is.
Cool. Hope she's listening.
All right.
Thanks so much for calling.
I hope
kiddo.
So too. And thanks, ladies. Have a great night.
Okay. Bye bye.
And
bye bye.
Okay. Support comes from Headwaters Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Bemidji, gathering at 10 a.m. on Sundays now through May at the Headwaters Peace Center. HUF is an inclusive space to seek truth, practice love, and celebrate life.
Learn more at headwatersuu.org.
We receive support from Wings Airport Cafe, right in Brainerd, with bread and baked products created in their kitchen, open daily from 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. More at wingsairportcafe.com or on Facebook, making friends one plate at a time. And may I say that the reason these businesses support us is because you do. And I want to thank the Green Cheese listeners for always coming through for us. And when you go into one of these businesses, please be sure to thank them for us.
Yep.
218-326-1234. Betsy's got a couple of questions. I've got some couple of questions. We're going to throw those out there now. Go ahead, Bets.
Okay. What honor society became the first Greek letter college fraternity when it was founded at William and Mary in 1776? Underwood, Olivetti, and Smith Corona were originally companies founded to make what bygone devices?
Okay. I've got some movie math. So let's see here. I don't know if I should give you an example, but we've done these before.
We've done these before.
So here it is.
I don't think you need to
do less that. Than blank plus blank hours. The secret soldiers of Benghazi equals what?
So basically, these are movie titles that have a number in them, and we're looking for the equation
and what the answer is.
Yes.
So less than blank plus blank hours, the secret soldiers in Benghazi equals blank. Another blank hours minus blank men out equals what? And
I think you should repeat those two.
Another blank hours minus blank and eight men. Never mind, I just gave it away.
These are hard to read.
These are really hard. Okay, I'm going to throw out another one. Three... I've got one. I'm going to give you, I've got one more. 13 going on blank minus blank grams equals what? And the hateful blank times blank crazy nights equals what?
Phew.
Whoa.
And again, we're still looking for Fred and Barney's bowling team and what the parody names were for Ed Sullivan and Rock Hudson. And what were the names of Fred and Wilma's next door neighbors who had a son name Stoney.
So I don't even remember these.
I don't either, but obviously not Barney and Betty.
Not
Rubble.
Barney and Betty Rubble. No. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
We got, I think I got the answer for Fred and Wilma's cat.
Okay, what do you have?
Baby Puss.
It is Baby Puss. We actually got that a while ago, but good job.
Good
That's
job.
Okay.
Way to hang on.
Way to hang in there.
Okay, thank you very much.
Where are you calling from?
We're calling from Deer Camp in Scenic.
In Phoenix?
Scenic, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm guessing you probably did not get your deer.
Actually, there's one hanging.
Okay.
So one down, two to go.
Okie dokie then.
Have a nice night, and a shout out to Ernie in Iowa.
Okay, I hope he's listening.
I hope he is, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a nice night.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
I'd like to,
hi.
I'd like to answer a question. I forgot what question it was, but I know the answer.
Okay, go ahead.
Dodge City?
Yes, yeah, it is Dodge City for that.
Yep, that's exactly right. Brainerd, good job. Thanks for calling, honey.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, dig from the garage again.
Yes, sir.
I got to redeem myself for that Flintstone bowling game, y'all. Because I used to watch that thing all the time, and the zoo was always on Fred's shoulder when they were bowling. So I'm thinking it was the Gazoozers.
Nope.
It's not?
But it is not. I don't think that person was around yet, and stay tuned for questions regarding that.
Because it was the Gazoo. I remember him all. He was like, apparently, he was the little green guy. That.
Well, so that's what I said. That was actually going to be one of the questions, so I'll go ahead and give that to you. What was the name of Fred's alien friend from the future? And it was
Gazoo.
The great Gazoo.
Sounds like Jiggs is a little more literate about the Flintstones than you are, Betsy.
Well, apparently he is. But
how old are you? I'm a little bit older, maybe.
I just retired this year.
Well, I retired like 3 years ago, so I got a couple years on you.
Got a couple years. So we're still looking, though, for the bowling team. And
where are you, Jiggs, on the bowling team, man?
Where am I on the bowling team?
Yeah.
Anchor, man.
Okay.
I pull everybody down.
Okay, good. Same.
Thanks, sir.
I do bowl league, and I shot a 300 the other night.
What? I think I bowled a 78 the other night.
I just seen some light flashing here in my garage. I think Mojo Rotary dialed me, and he said he's having a heck of a time getting in there tonight.
Keep trying.
Keep trying. Thanks, Jiggs.
All right. Take it easy.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I'm calling about the Smith Corona question.
You had it, Betsy.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to answer it, blurt it out.
Well, I'd say it's the typewriter.
It is the typewriter. Good work.
It's Andy and Virgus.
It's Virgus, right?
Yeah, Virgus with a V.
Yep, that's what I've got. Okay, thank you very much, Andy.
Thanks for the program, ladies.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, that question about Wyatt Earp and Bat Masterson.
Been answered, Keach. Yes, like 5 times.
Okay, good, because I was going to call them and have them show up in Grand Rapids there and shut down this lawlessness. We got hints being thrown out. We got multiple questions being answered. It is the Wild Wild West there.
Don't say the lawlessness.
Pure lawlessness. Come on, Crab Sisters, you're better than this. As Rocky Balboa said in the worst Rocky movie, Rocky V, go for it. But,
yeah, which I never I never saw that one.
Boring.
Right. Yeah. But the rest of them were great.
So how was the meat raffle?
Tonight there was not a meat raffle. I had to burn some leaves in the yard and duck the cops. You're not supposed to do that in parts unknown.
No.
Got it done anyways.
All right, sir. Good to hear from you.
I was going to answer the question about Mr. McFeely, the actor. Did you get the answer to that one or not?
Well, there's some controversy.
I thought so. Because Mr. McFeely was the mailman, right?
I think Mr. Delivery? Yes, I think Mr. Hold on. Julie got it. Now I'm confused. Because here's what I got. I said, who was the person that... The trolley conductor. So McFeely, I thought was the... Now I think he's the male. I'm very confused. But here's the thing. The guy that ran the trolley, Michael Keaton.
Oh, okay. Batman himself. All right. Well, here's a shout out to Michael Keaton and Randy Bachman. Oh, that's my Turner Overdrive. Adios.
Bye-bye.
Julie Crab.
Yes. Oh, there's Mojo from the sound.
Finally.
That Keach from Parts Unknown, doesn't he ever shut up?
Talk about lawlessness.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. He's complaining about people taking two answers. Crap, he wastes more time just BSing.
And just for the record, though, as long as we're BSing with you now, Mojo and Julie, Mr. McFeely was the trolley driver played by David Newell, and Michael Keaton is nowhere to be seen in this.
Well, I'm sorry. That's just not true. Your information is wrong.
All right. Go on, Mojo. Glad you got in.
I don't want to get in the way of a good sister fight.
You have no idea.
I was calling in on the typewriters.
Okay.
Okay.
But that got answered.
You probably still have one.
Right, right alongside my rotary dial phone. Yes, it's on my roll top desk.
Okay, good work.
You answered or asked one earlier about a cryptologist.
Yes, a cryptanalyst.
Did that get answered?
It did. What do you have?
I was thinking it was a code breaker.
It is a code breaker. Okay.
Yeah, so I would have had two right.